Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
9:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. And the hesitation was, I keep looking at my clock, and now I'm trying to calculate 3 hours in my head.
So you could have said 6:02, right, and been right.
Yeah, 6:02. It would have been 6:02 here.
Yes, yeah.
Joining us right now, talking to some baseball, Oriole Hall of Famer, and contributor to 105.7 The Fan, he is Mike Borden. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Rob. Hey, I know some after-hours places over there if you you know, want to stay on after.
The coaches here know them, too. You know,
Mike,
that doesn't mean I'm not saying don't text me those spots, though. I want to compare.
I hear you. How are you guys today?
Good, good.
Doing well, man. Charlie Morton, he has been night and day from early March, April to May, and now I'll say the start in June. Is it possible that Charlie Morton, I'm not saying have performances every time out like yesterday, but can be at least a contributor to this Orioles rotation for the rest of the year?
Man, he better be, right? I mean, what a long string they gave him, and I think 15 million reasons why. I don't know if it would have lasted if it hadn't been for his contract status. So, yeah, I'm glad he was able to make the adjustment. Yesterday was a great game. Listen, I don't care if the White Sox or whatever. It looked like his command's getting better. You know, he understands his curveball a little bit more. He's got a better feel for it. So, you know, good things. And the Orioles need that because I still think they're short. But, man, the starters have done a nice job. And Morton's a big part of that. So, yeah, they need all the help they can get. And I'm encouraged by Charlie Morton, that's for sure.
What do you think about what's going on with Ryan Mountcastle? His power numbers are down, only two home runs. It's unusual for him. But he hits almost 500 in the last 7 days. It looks like he's heating up. He's 7-for-15, 3 doubles. Looks like Ryan Mountcastle again because those become home runs. Now he pulls a hamstring.
Man, I know. So frustrating.
I mean, yeah. Right. How do you bounce back from that mentally after just, you know, struggling all season and heating up and then this?
Yeah, this has been a pretty a challenging couple years, I think, for Mountcastle. The wall moving back, the wall coming back in. You know, I love the fact that he's still playing great defense. But the fact that he's using the whole field, I think, is going to help him kind of figure his swing out. I think he thought with that shorter porch he was going to be able to, you know, hit his 30 home runs and wouldn't have to make swing adjustments. But, listen, it's a constant battle, a game of adjustments, night in and night out, pitch after pitch. The fact that he was able to use the whole field, I think, is really encouraging. Obviously, racking up the doubles definitely will lead to home runs. But then to have this kind of setback with the hamstring, not only is it tough for the team, because defensively, I think he's above average at first base, gold glove caliber, and the fact that his bat was heating up. But for him, too, because I think he's one of these pieces that potentially could, you know, gain value if his bat stays hot and potentially be traded to help bolster this organization. So,
yeah, it kind of hurts on many fronts.
Mike Bordick from Baltimore Baseball Tonight, also co-host the Be More Baseball podcast, joins us today. Mike, in 1992, you became an everyday player. And from 92 to 2000, we're talking about 9 seasons. The only time you played under 150 games was 95 and 96, and that was because, sorry, 94 and 95, and that was because of the baseball strike. Other than that, you would have gone over 150 then as well. What is going on now with so many baseball injuries, not only with the Orioles, but around the league? The Dodgers have, like 14 guys on the IL.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Now, listen, I can understand the pitching side of it. I mean, that's all kind of played out with max effort, and these guys are going to keep doing it, and they're just going to keep getting hurt. But the position players getting hurt is a little bit of a mystery, because I think for years Major League Baseball has been trying to figure out the proper health, nutrition, and wellness to keep players healthy for 162 games. And there's been a constant battle between training staff, medical staff, injuries, non-injuries, play through pain, don't play through pain. And I think, you know, back then, I just think there was a little bit of fear involved, because if you sat out, you might lose your job, man. You remember Wally Pipp, right? So
yeah,
I know that was a big motivator for me. The fear of, because I got hurt one time in, I think, 93, 94, and they called a young shortstop up, and I thought that was it. I said, here's another opportunity for some other guy. And fortunately, I mean, it didn't quite click for him, and I was able to get back in there after my ankle sprain and play a little bit better. So, yeah, for me, there was a fear factor. I think playing with pain was part of it back then. And I think now, I think guys are just, I think they get checked up. And I just think the medical stuff is so advanced that they're keeping guys out. And there may be I shouldn't even say that. Guys are just getting hurt. And who knows why? Why are all these hamstrings happening? I just think baseball is a tough game to figure out as far as keeping guys healthy. And unfortunately, they haven't gotten onto it right now, because a lot of guys are going down.
Oh, you look at the list. I mean, still, it's that, you know, because that was part of what I was going to ask you. But how do you stay positive? Well, you know, Mullins and Westberg and now Mountcastle and all the pitchers, forget that. Anyway, one of the things they talk about is the clubhouse vibe, according to the players, is much improved. How important is that to winning going forward?
Well, I'm a big believer in clubhouse chemistry, but I also think it can be kind of fluff and eyewash, too. I think, you know, there's an intensity. There's it's different in the major leagues, man. This isn't about development and having fun. This is about winning. And if you don't win, then you're going to be scrutinized and criticized, and you better start figuring out how to and playing, you know, better. So I know there's got to be some things going on in there, but, you know, I'm glad they're coming to work, and I think they're young enough to still have some blinders on, but they know they have to play better. And I don't think anybody in there has been, you know, dogged for not working. I think they all work really hard. It's just that, you know, it's just not getting done right now. So it might just be, you know, the talent needs more seasoning. They just need more time. And I think as fans, we just have to be patient with young players, because a lot of them just don't look like they're ready to be here right now. So they're making a lot of mistakes, and they're learning on the fly. And hopefully there's enough time where things can balance out. I don't know if it's going to happen this year, but at least we're going to get a good look at some young players.
Mike Bordick played on a roster with Robbie Alomar, Cal Ripken, B.J. Surhoff, Eric Davis, Arthur Rhodes, Doug Drayback, Norm Charlton. You know about intensity. It's not all high-fiving and fraternity stuff with those guys. That had to have been a very intense clubhouse.
Well, you know, I think with the veteran group that we had with the Orioles, and much like the group that I came up with the A's, it's kind of a given, right? This is what we do, and if you don't do it, then you shouldn't be here. And I was reminded of that early, what is expected. And I got called out for it as a young player. I booted a double play. I remember I was at Memorial Stadium, young player, utility guy late in the game, and I booted a double play ball. Jose Canseco comes into the dugout and says, "We forget how to turn double plays?" And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is incredible. And it's just the importance of everything up there. the magnitude of winning, why you are even in the big leagues, you know? So I was constantly reminded of that, and there's an intensity to it, and I hope, you know, the Orioles can find that and lock into it and expect it of themselves every night.
Hey, Mike, tell us about the podcast, Be More Baseball Podcast.
Oh, my goodness. Thanks for asking, man. We had a great show this week. Jim Palmer, of course, legendary Jim Palmer, was on there. Said some awesome stuff. He talked about, you know, Mr. Angelo's offered him the managing job a few times, and he just has incredible insight. We all love Jim Palmer, and he's full of wonderful stories. You may not have heard of some of these, so make sure you check in the Be More Baseball Podcast, Be More Ball Pod on YouTube. Subscribe and like. We need your help, and we put on a really good show. So thanks for talking about it, guys.
No problem. Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, guys.
See you, Mike.
See ya.
Joe LaCroix's Encore 945, Ed. But on the other side, we got a couple of guys in the doghouse for the Baltimore Orioles by fans. Let's see if they've earned their way out. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
9:16 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed, isn't this one of the former Temptations that sings that song?
People
are trucking.
I don't know.
It is.
Who is it?
It is.
It's Eddie Kendricks.
Is it?
Eddie Kendricks.
Yeah.
I knew it was one. I knew it was one of the former Temptations. Couldn't remember. Because I think he does this in that movie when they all split up. That's how I found out it was a form of temptation. I remember that song, but it wasn't really huge with my mom. So back then, if it wasn't huge with my mom, it wasn't huge with me. If you didn't get through my mom, you weren't getting through me. Well, we both agree, Ed, that Charlie Morton and Mike Elias are probably in fans' doghouses. Or were at some point.
At the very least, you know. And so is Jorge Mateo and a couple of others. Ryan Mountcastle probably. Yeah, I think the fans are down on a lot of people.
Do you think Charlie Morton earned his way out of the clubhouse with that standing ovation yesterday that he got?
Apparently. I mean, I would have said no if it was just for the good outing, but the fact he got a standing ovation, I think, from the fans, you know, in a very frustrating season, I think speaks volumes about, you know, how they feel about him then, or at least, you know, now. Maybe he's turned a corner with the fan base.
Now, he got two standing ovations because I think fans thought what I thought. After the sixth inning, when he left the game, they gave him a standing O. And I thought he was done. I did. I didn't think he was coming back out. And I don't think the fans did either, and they wanted to show him some respect. When he came back out for the seventh inning and left after two outs, he got even a louder standing ovation. And I think the fact that he came back out for the seventh, he threw 100 pitches. So he actually got two of them. But the second one was much louder. And it was, you could tell it was different. I mean, it was long. Fans wanted him to hear it. I think they were probably thinking probably the same thing you and I are thinking. I think because you and I are kind of like a bleeding heart guy when it comes to sports guys, especially the underdogs, for a guy to have the type of first month that he had to bounce back and to really put, because, you know, hey, you don't turn it around like that so quickly unless you put in the work, am I right?
Of course, yes. And it, you know, it's funny, it kind of redeems him because he was talking about, he goes, my stuff is there, I got it, but it's just not working. Maybe he was right, you know. It's like, it looks like, you know, his curveball is now, you know, starts out a strike, ends up a ball, and it was the opposite in the beginning, where he was, like, you know, sometimes he'd break it into the batter. And it just, you know, they were becoming strikes, they were hittable. And I just think now it's, you know, he's found his way somehow.
I've never seen so many yesterday because the White Sox dugout is on the third baseline. Everybody knows that. I never saw so many right-hand batters swinging with their butts pointing to the third base dugout because it was so off balance.
Yeah,
everything was off balance. And then when they get, look, it's like he knew, and Maverick knew when they were geared up for the curveball, the off-speed stuff. Because then he throws that 94-mile-an-hour fastball by him. And when you're looking, when you're waiting for off-speed and someone gives you 94, it looks 98, 99.
Yeah, of course.
You have no clue what's coming. You're not expecting
it. Yeah, you're not expecting it. That's right. And then 98 now, Mike Elias, was something.
Do we agree that Mike Elias is in the fans' doghouse?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Listen to the phone call. Listen to the other shows. There's a lot of fan animosity to the man in charge of the whole baseball team.
Is he doing anything? You think maybe this with Charlie Morton helps get him out of the doghouse a little bit, or does more have to happen?
Well, I think some of the things that have happened help get him out of the doghouse. Morton is one of them because that's clear because people questioning that, specifically questioning that. You know, I heard fans go, I knew, I predicted, I saw. I okay. Now when you see him come out and get a standing ovation or two, yeah, I think it's a bit of redemption for ownership here. And then, you know, you look around and I don't feel this way at all. I'm not happy Corbin Burns got hurt. But you see Burns go down with an injury. His elbow's dead after having a great start to the year because he's a great pitcher. Santander is not lighting it up in Toronto. So, I mean, I think if fans start to look at everything, you know, step back and take, you know, the view from 10,000 feet, they may see, like, hey, you know, maybe he wasn't all that wrong. And, you know, we are really – look, I don't want to go back to it because it sounds like an excuse. But look at the injury list. I mean, Mountcastle's the latest – casualty. Suarez, Kowser, you know, Martinez, Mullins, Grayson, Bradish, Tyler O'Neill, I mean, Westberg. That's a huge impact on this team. Huge. It's a different baseball team right now.
Hey, let's go down the list. Let's forget about Mountcastle because it is new. All right. Cedric Mullins, former All-Star. Jordan Westberg, former All-Star.
Yes.
Kowser, runner-up the Rookie of the Year. Suarez was probably, what, your unsung hero last year?
Maybe.
Grayson Rodriguez, front of the rotation guy. Kyle Bradish was just all MLB second team 2 years ago.
Yeah, almost at the best year in baseball.
These are the guys that you're playing without. This is what you're playing. Don't tell me what the Dodgers are doing with their IL, because the Dodgers roster is completely different than the Orioles.
Yeah.
The Dodgers are like a football team. They're too deep. They got two deeps everywhere. They got two this, they got two
that's,
that.
That's absolutely
that's
true.
That's a football team.
Yeah.
Two of everything. So even though I think the Dodgers would be better with those guys, they're still good enough to be the best in the NL West.
Mm-hmm.
We're not constructed that way. We're not built that way. There's nobody who's going to tell me that this team is better than 22 and 36 if these guys are healthy for the most part the entire season. They're better than 22 and 36. Are they 36 and 22? I don't know. But I don't think they're 22 and 36 either. I think they're closer to a 31 team. I think 5 to 7 wins definitely more with the regular guys back here.
Yeah, I think possibly more than that. I mean, this is a team that was one of the best teams in baseball over the last two seasons when healthy. Now they're decimated. I mean, we all know what the deal is right now. But, I need to be a little bit more bold in my prediction because I could see them getting, you know, having like 10 more wins out of this season. You know, you have no pitching staff. Some of your stars are, you see, all stars are out. I mean, and this is not a deep team. This is not the Dodgers. And this is not the Yankees. The Yankees have survived injuries this year. This is, you know, it's the Baltimore Orioles. It's a mid-market team. I mean, they don't have what these other major market teams have. But I think they'd be a whole lot better than they are right now.
Let's go out to the phone line, 410-583-1057. Let's get Andy in Dundalk.
Hey, Rob, how are you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you, man?
I know I'm on the short side of this subject and why people don't hear what I say sometimes. I'm an older man, but why people don't hear what I say sometimes, I don't know. It just don't make any sense. But I would love to see Tony Mancelino finish this season. And barring some unforeseen events that I don't see, I'd like to see him get at least a one-year contract. And a couple of things I would point to is, one, more starting pitchers have thrown over 90 pitches since Mancelino took over in the short period than what Brandon Hyde let all of last season. We're running the bases. Ryan O'Hearn stole home plate the other day, right? We're running the bases. We're being more aggressive. We're being a little more patient at the plate. Not a big drastic difference there, but I see a difference. And they're playing with some spirit. They're running balls out that are hit to the third baseman or the shortstop. Mancelino has got this team playing like they want to play again. And I just want to give him a chance.
I think you're going to get your wish in the rest of the season thing. I think you'll get that.
Yeah, I think you'll get that. But I'm not so sure you get the extension. Although, I'd be honest with you, I wouldn't be upset either, because I don't know. Why not? And people say, well, you never managed at the major league level. Yeah, well, every manager in the major league, the first time, never managed the major league level. He did in the minors. I mean, this is where you get him from. You get him from there, you get him as coaches, and that's exactly the path he's taken. So I don't see it as an impossibility. I really don't. I mean, I think you may get your wish where you see Mancelino get a contract, especially if the team keeps playing this way. And kudos to you for pointing out the innings pitch, because people have noticed that, and it is a big difference.
Yeah, Ed, I think he'll get what he wants with the rest of the year thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he can get what he wants with a one-year contract next year. I don't know. I'm not sure that's going to happen.
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, because, like I say, I don't know either. But, I mean, if they keep playing like they're playing right now, and I just mentioned that the pitching, the innings pitch for these guys has changed dramatically. So if they turn it around and they make this a respectable season and have a powerful second half, it'd be hard to tell them that here's the door, because that'll be another issue. Banup Hyder's a popular manager, and if the second one got canned after having a powerful second half, I wonder how that would go in the clubhouse.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joe LaCroix, Encore 945. But on the other side, if you had to think of a bounce back player candidate for 2025 for the Baltimore Ravens, who would it be? You might be surprised if PFS candidate. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. If I were to ask, 2 days ago, who's your candidate for, a comeback player for the Baltimore Ravens? Who's your candidate for a bounce-back player for Baltimore Ravens? Of course, you know who PFS is, but who would have been your candidate?
If you ask, what was the time frame?
Bounce-back player.
No, I know what.
Of the year for the Ravens.
No, I know that. But when would you ask the question? Because
I would ask you last
after
week
the season.
Before we knew who PFF made.
Yeah, I might have said Justin Tucker because he had such a terrible season. But I think Roquan would be the choice, because I thought he was.
Think so?
Yeah, because he did not look like himself. He was not as dominant as we've come to know. I've always thought he was one of the best inside linebackers in football. I mean, Fred Warner would be the other. I think they're pretty much a tie. A lot of people tie, give the nod to Warner, but Roquan's right there, and he just did not look like himself. And I remember we talked about that quite a bit last season.
Yeah, you're right. We did talk about it. We were wondering what was going on with him at times. We will see. I was going more with the player. I guess I would have gone with a player who was hurt last year, who I think is going to get a lot of playing time this year, maybe a Keaton Mitchell. But under what their expectations are, is of a guy who played a lot last year.
Yeah.
And I guess you would have to go Roquan, but Roquan's need to bounce back is still better than most other off-the-ball linebackers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's not just a good linebacker. He's, you know, he's the best at his position, arguably. Period. Again, it's him and Warner. So I mean, he's not, you know, he's not just a good player, solid player. He's a dominant player. He, you know, him and Hamilton make that defense go. So for him to even be down, he's still good, but not what we kind of come to expect. They paid him. You know, happy he's here. He's happy he's here. But I would expect him to do better. And as far as injuries go, yeah, I mean, Kit Mitchell's a great pick because he adds another dimension to the running game. But, you know, injuries to me, it's like I'm kind of looking for somebody who had a down year that was kind of a little disappointing and then come back.
I would maybe also go with a Matabike, but Ndombe Matabike now. Yeah. A guy goes from 13 sacks to 6.5 sacks. I'd like to see him bounce back on that sack total.
Yeah, I would too. I mean, he had the great season, providing pressure from the middle and the like. But yeah, I agree. I'd like to see him come back from that. But I think Roquan's a good pick for this, though.
Because if you look at it, you know, if he doesn't bounce back, the 2023 is the outlier. 1 sack, 2 sacks, 5.5 sacks, 6.5 sacks. That's been his career. Then you have that 1 year we had 13 sacks.
Yeah. Well, maybe it is the outlier is the problem.
Yeah, you know, maybe it's the outlier. So, he needs that. He needs that. 410-583-1057, that's the number, if you want to weigh in on that. And it also tells me the national respect that Roquan Smith has for the national people to understand, hey, look, this is not what we expect from Roquan Smith.
Right. And it's not. It's not what they expect from Roquan Smith. And it's interesting because usually you get these things from, you know, skill players, you know, wide receivers, quarterbacks, cornerbacks, where they have a down year. A lot of times the guys in the middle, you know, they grind in anonymity. And, you know, they don't get a lot of attention. People know they're talented. And everybody needs good inside linebacking. But they don't get the attention, say, you know, an elite corner would get, you know, or an elite edge rusher, you know, like the Bengals, who are still struggling with him. But Hendrickson is. I mean, he's one of those guys. These guys, you know, they're glamour positions, and inside linebackers usually aren't. So they did notice, though, and that's because he's at that level.
And I think the inside linebacker position is becoming the running back position on defense. They even renamed it. It's now off the ball. It's not as respected as it was with Ray Lewis and Mike Singletary and some of these other guys played it. I don't think it's viewed with the same level of respect now that it used to be.
I agree with you. I mean, look, you know, obviously you guys remind me every day I'm the oldest guy in the show, but I grew up with, you know, Dick Butkus and guys like that, where middle linebackers were the stars. Nick Bonacani, Dick Butkus, you know, Leroy Jordan. Like you go on and on in that era. And then, you know, you go further when you get to the Ray Lewis's of the world. Yeah, yeah. They were the stars on defense, period. They were the quarterbacks of the defense. They were the faces of the franchise sometimes. And everybody knew who they were. Not the case anymore. It's absolutely different. And probably because the defense has changed, where there's no more 4-3 defenses, you don't have middle linebackers. You have inside linebackers, off-the-ball linebackers now. Before that, you had a hulking, grunting, mean son of a bitch in the middle of the defense, frankly. And that was it. And that goes way back to Ray Nitschke and guys like that. But, I mean, those guys were different, man.
You know, I will agree with two guys that I think are really at the top of my list for other teams for bounce-back players of the year. That's DeAndre Swift and, of course, my guy Christian McCaffrey. Both of those guys.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And I'd like to see both of them bounce back. Because obviously, both running backs, and I tend to favor running backs. We know that. But I agree with you. I'd love to see McCaffrey come back because I think he's really special. And I like Swift as well. There's a lot of guys. I think Roquan's a good choice, though. Be interesting to see. And they list, of course, you know, DeAndre Swift now is a Bear. I was a fan with the Lions, but seeing Joey Bosa now as a bounce-back player, now he's with the Bills, is interesting. I kind of agree with them. I mean, there's some guys here that, you know, we've come to expect greatness from, but for whatever reason, down year, injuries, whatever, they have not.
There are some guys on this list that I don't see having the ability to bounce back. Bosa being one. Yeah. I don't believe in Trevor Lawrence, but then again, I'm kind of, I had to stick with that because I said that a couple of years. Yeah. I don't believe him. I just don't.
Yeah,
and I don't think he's that guy.
I know. One guy I do, though, there's a couple of guys here. But the problem is that the teams I like, obviously, like Breece Hall, I think is going to have a bounce back year. He had trouble holding on to the ball last year, but I think he's a really talented running back. And I think the Jets will have a better season now that the distraction's gone. They ain't going anywhere, but I don't think it'll be a complete dumpster fire. And Antoine Winfield Jr., because Tampa really struggled, and they come to expect more from him. And Tampa, if people forget, I think the Tampa, you know, it's been a playoff team the last couple of years. They keep winning that division. They're not great, but they still win the division every year. So he's really important to them.
So you think Aaron Rodgers was that much of a distraction?
Absolutely. Yeah, I do. I don't think he's spoken about publicly, but I think if I were a player and I watched what he did, and I'm a big Aaron Rodgers fan, I think he's immensely talented. But that crap he pulls constantly where he doesn't show up for stuff, that really pisses me off. Really, really pisses me off. And I've played with guys like that. And I've worked with guys in different jobs like that who think that they don't have to do what everybody else does. They don't have to show up for unit training in the police department. They don't have to do this. They don't have to do that. And then when they come when it's fun, it really pisses me off. And I think it does to other players. When you have a guy like him, you know, he's going to walk into the Hall of Fame, four-time MVP. You can't come with the rest. You don't have to come to OTAs, but don't tell me you're just going to disappear on the team when you're supposed to be here because you got to go to a wedding or you got to go, you know, do ayahuasca somewhere in South America, whatever he's doing. I would not be a fan of that.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Ed, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Was that not my assessment of Carl Anthony Towns before the season began?
Yeah. Can I ask you a question? Did you just sprain your shoulder, patting yourself on the back there?
No, that was my assessment of Carl Anthony Towns.
Yes,
it was.
A few minutes later.
People tell you to stretch all the time because your body needs to get used to that movement, right? When you stretch, yeah. So why on earth would I hurt my shoulder with patting myself on the back when I'm used to doing that?
That's a very fair point. See, if I wouldn't have had to have people pack my cancer scar here because I could have just done it myself.
You didn't know where I was going with that, did you?
No.
And that's the encore for the day. What you got, Ed?
Well, encore brought to you by the Lion's Den. Actually, they have a little 10% off lingerie right now. Go online, lionsden.com, and check them out locally. Seriously. Don't have a stale sex life. Do something about it. There's plenty there to help you along. It really does help you get a little more fun, and you deserve it.
The Lion's Den. You and Jeremy went to that, a week ago or so?
About two weeks ago, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did he buy anything?
No, he just was, you know, throwing one line as the ladies there the whole time I'm shopping.
Of course he was.
Yeah.
Did you just meet German?
No, I wasn't surprised.
So what is going to do tonight? There's no baseball. There's no NBA. Is hockey going on tonight?
The NHL start tonight? Let me see here. I don't. Honestly, tomorrow.
Yeah. So Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday?
It says Wednesday, the 4th.
Oh. Well, they need to rest. You know, they've got to manage their loads too.
So we have nothing to do.
Well, I didn't say that. I just said there's no sports going on here. Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking in terms of sports. There's nothing to watch tonight.
No.
Not of personal interest. I mean, I'm going to watch some baseball against somebody else's game. But
no, Orioles are off. There's no basketball. There's no hockey till Wednesday. Yeah. Yep. And it's gonna be a pain. They're starting. Well, they're in Edmonton, 8 o'clock game. Okay. Kind of excited. I don't know how you feel when you see a rematch from year to year in any sport in a championship. Usually, I don't like it because I like to see new teams. But I'm kind of I'm fine with this one. I really am, because it's just they're two really good teams, different styles, and I think it's going to be an interesting matchup again. And you know, can the Oilers get revenge? I don't know. You know, the Panthers going to just beat the crap out of them and intimidate them again. So it's just curious. And I got to say, it's a little funny to me, and I don't know why I find this so amusing, but that the best teams, or the teams at least that have won the Stanley Cup in the last couple of years, a lot of them, it's from Florida. I mean, the Lightning won twice. The Panthers won once. They're going back this year. You may get four Stanley Cups in like the last decade that have come out of a place you'd never expect. Just kind of odd because you know they don't have anybody else repeating since like the Penguins did in 16-17. So it's just not been that way. But the Lightning did it in 20 and 21, went back in 22 and lost to the Avalanche. And then the Panthers come back now and they may win two in a row. So I find it just odd in the least likely hockey state that they're really a really good hockey player, a good hockey teams down there.
Hey, Joe, I just got a text from Trippy with a screenshot saying he's been waiting on hold for over an hour. So
all
he
right,
should
well,
be ashamed about
them. He should be happy that we even put him on the air at all. Because I also, peel back the curtain, I hung up on Rob about 20 minutes ago by accident. Mm-hmm. Because it's really hard to have two people on the same phone line at the same time.
Was Trippy on the other one?
If I try to put someone on there, it's hard to figure out how to take one person off without hanging up on both people.
Yes,
so Trippy, that's why we didn't come to you. He's some technical difficulties going on right now, you know, out of our control. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. You learned today, Ed.
Well, I learned, I tell you honestly, this has been an odd day because of all the things that have gone on with the show. And we had more guests than usual. And I got to say, I don't know why it struck me today. We're pretty lucky with the people we have as, you know, in our little guest Rolodex here. Because we had on Steve Molesky, Ryan Ripken, Mike Bordick, you know, Jerry Bembry. We have some really knowledgeable people that are willing to help us out all the time. And they really do know their stuff. And it's just something I don't ever take them for granted. I just want to say thanks to them today because I really did notice it was fun talking to them about all things sports in both basketball and through the NBA and MLB. So, yeah, I just want to take time to say thank you to those guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A couple of national days. Today is International Volkswagen Bus Day. I don't think I've ever driven in a Volkswagen bus. Have you?
Yeah. Yeah, and one of the reasons is Celeste loves those things. Because her grandmother had one all tricked out, and they used to go everywhere in it. And she was contemplating buying one recently. We saw a couple of them down in Florida. So, yeah, she just loves those things. So, yes, I've been inside them and ridden in them.
And my favorite way of preparing chicken is rotisserie. And today is National Rotisserie Chicken Day. I don't think I'll find any here because I'm on to bigger and better things for the day. But, you know, yeah. Today is also National Bubba Day. I guess if your name is Bubba, it's your day. Today is National Rocky Road Day, and today is National Leave the Office Early Day. That's every day for us. We're leaving that office early. Birthdays in sports today would have been Tex Schramm's birthday.
Tex Schramm.
Today's Kyle Yes, yeah. Rare. Kyle Petty turns 65 today. Brian Harvey, you know him, his son, plays for us, pitched for us. He turns 62 today. NBA coach Kenny Atkinson turns 58 today. Former Major Leaguer Mike Stanton, not before Giancarlo Stanton changed his name to Giancarlo, but the pitcher, Mike Stanton, turns 58 today. Former basketball player Eric Rowley turns 55 today. And soccer player Abby Wambach turns 45 today. To all, we wish a very happy birthday. I want to try to get this thing fixed today. First, I'll talk to the IT team here. If it's not, I'll go down to the radio station here in Seattle, which is an Odyssey program, Odyssey station, to get all this fixed. So, folks, you won't have to deal with this tomorrow. I'll get it fixed on this end.
Oh, we're fine.
Do my best to it. And we can. Fine. Yeah, yeah. I was having a fit. Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Manic Monday.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.